Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Luke chapter 10 and verse 18, Jesus said to his disciples, "I watch Satan fall from heaven like lightning." Now, Lucifer was an angel of great status in heaven who through pride rebelled against God. He was only a created being, however, he wanted to be like God. Jesus said, "I watched as he was thrown out of heaven." We are living in a world and a society that thinks they can do whatever they want. They can snub God. They can get rid of his word. But let me just say this. Those who ignore God and his word will be defeated and punished eternally in a lake of fire. Can I tell the truth today? Ushers lock the doors. That's so anybody who changes their mind, they can't get out. They're going to have to hear this message today. Because Jesus said, "I gave you power to defeat the devil. So be bold against the spiritual opposition attacking your life." How many of you out there have some spiritual opposition attacking your life right now? Every single one of you should be raising your hand, because whether you realize it or not, the devil hasn't stopped. He is attacking you. That's what he does. Now, Jesus went on in verse 19 to say, "I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." You see, when you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, the recording angel placed your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, let me ask you a question, though. Is your name written there? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Now, I want you to repeat after me. Say, "I am bold, I am armed, and I am ready for war." You know what the Bible says? It says that your confession becomes your possession in the realm of the Spirit. And that is one of the reasons why I will generally say, repeat after me, or say this. We need to say something. See, because the Bible reveals that we must speak in order for things to happen in our lives. Now, we're talking about the time in which we live, and the Bible prophetically tells us that we're living in the last days. We're living in a time of intense spiritual warfare. Just look at the Middle East events. That's proof of it. Some wonder, well, what's going on? You think it's the Palestinians or the Hamas fighting Israel? Folks, look, it's much bigger than that. Satan is fighting for possession of Israel, where Christ will establish his millennial kingdom. Guess what? He can never have it. He will never have it. He is already a defeated foe. In fact, one day, the devil himself will be thrown into the lake of fire. Did you know that? Well, let me prove it to you in Scripture. Revelation 20 and verse 10 says, "The devil who received them was cast in the lake of fire and will be tormented day and night forever and ever." I think we need to pause and give God thanks for that. The one who is attacking you, your family, and tormenting you and trying to destroy you is going to end up in the lake of fire forever, the Bible tells us. And that's the reason why he attacks us so violently, and why he is attacking Israel so violently. As I said, we are in a state of war. In Ephesians 6 and 11, it says, put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. And that's something you need to understand. Spiritual warfare is real. And you cannot afford to keep ignoring it. Especially you young people, don't think, well, I'm covered, mom and dad got it, like they pick up the bill, like they've given me a room, like they've given me a car, like they've... Look, you have got to know God for yourself. You have got to be able to destroy Satan's attacks against your life yourself. You have to realize you are walking in spiritual warfare. Now, most of the opposition and most of the trouble that are in our lives really has to do with warfare. It may seem like it's your parents. It may seem like they're the problem. Can I tell you something? Sometimes they think you're the problem. Maybe you may think it's your classmates. You may think it's your teachers. You may think it's the studies, it's that subject, the devil's in that subject. No. And those of you who are older, you may think it's your spouse, you may think it's your boss, your coworkers, or you, like I said, you may even think it's your children. But you need to understand we are fighting a spiritual battle against evil spirits that we cannot even see. There's a spiritual enemy determined to destroy us. And the Bible exposes him. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, stay alert. That means keep looking around. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Folks, it's time for us to stop acting like all is great in America. All is great in my life. I have nothing to worry about. You have an enemy. One who steals, kills, and destroys. He is after you. He is after your family. He is after your children. He is after your life. He wants to put you in hell. The Bible says in verse 9, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. That means he can't have you if you stand up against him. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us in Romans 8 and 37, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We can defeat the devil if we'll stand up against him. In 1 John 4 and 4, it says, the Holy Spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who is in this world. Every unseen evil spirit cannot stand against the Holy Spirit in you. And the key to your power over the devil is your obedience to God. It's saying no to temptation. It's saying no to the devil's attacks. You need to say, no, devil, you can't attack me like that. In Jesus' name, I resist that temptation in the name of Jesus. It can't be with the pause. It has to be with power. Don't say, well, let me think about it. No, devil. No, I'm not falling for that. I'm not doing that. No, that's against the will of God. It's not in the Bible for me to behave that way. And I'm going God's way. If you believe in God's way, give God a hand of praise. No, I want you to remember that our way of defeating the devil really has to do with our submission to God. Never forget that God's divine power against the devil in our lives is released by our submission to God. In James 4 and 7, it says, place yourself under God's authority, then resist the devil, and he will run away from you. It goes on to say, come close to God and he will come close to you. The devil is not running away from you because he's afraid of you. He's afraid of God. It's the God in you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit he's afraid of. And when you use the word of God and you speak it, You send the devil running for his life. And I want you to never forget also that divine power is released by the words of your confession. We need to repeat this. Come on, repeat after me. Divine power is released by the words that I confess. As remarkable as it may seem, folks, God has given you power. Actually, it's the power of death and life through your spoken words. In Proverbs chapter 18 and 21, it says this. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruit thereof. In other words, what you say is what you will experience. God wants you to speak. God wants you to testify your love and your praise to him, young people and older people, more mature people. He wants you to do it. He wants you to show the world that he makes a difference. He changed your life. He delivered you. He wants you to say it before the world. In Psalm 107 and 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If God hasn't redeemed you, there's no need to say anything. But if he has, the Bible says, say so. Say it. Who? Whom he has redeemed from the hand of Satan. Has anybody been redeemed from the hand of the devil in here? Then we need to stop and say so. Come on, give God praise. You need to thank the Lord that you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. As a child of God, God does not want you to be passive. He wants you to be passionate about sharing your faith and your love for Jesus Christ. Look, folks, let's just be frank. You had a death sentence on your life since the day you were born. You say, well, I hadn't done anything yet. It does not matter. The Bible tells us in Romans 5 and 12, when Adam sinned, entered the world, Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And that was really not only talking about natural, physical death, it was talking about eternal death in hell and the lake of fire. Every human being was destined for the lake of fire until Jesus came.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God is still looking for that person who will love him after his own heart. Do you remember the story of Samuel and Saul and David? In 1 Samuel chapter 13 and 14, Samuel the prophet said, the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. And he said, the Lord has already appointed him to become the next leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's commandment. That person was David. He was a teenager. He was the youngest son in his family. But he loved the Lord and he sought God. And even though he was a shepherd, he would sit down and sing songs of God. He would talk to God. It's because he loved God. He would just spend time with the Lord. And as a result, God chose him because he was a young man after his own heart. God is still looking for young people after his own heart. God is still looking wherever, on the baseball field, in the classroom, all around. Where is someone who says, I love God, I love Jesus more than all of these? Someone who says, I am going to invest my time seeking God in church, reading the word of God, searching for God with all of my heart. God chose David because that was the heart inside of David. What kind of heart do you have inside of you? Is it a heart to seek for God or for the scores of your best sports teams? What are you seeking for every day? In 1 Samuel 12 and 13, it says, God chose David and he stood among his brothers. And the prophet Samuel came with the oil and the anointed David with oil. And the spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day forward. Throughout God's word, he teaches that he is still looking for those whom he can anoint to fulfill a plan, to fulfill a purpose in their lives. The Bible tells us that David had built memorials in his life of past deliverances that God had given him. Some of the things that we go through, we don't think about the fact that they are really past memorials, things we should remember what God delivered us from. I thank God for our sister who shared one memorial when they were coming down a mountain in Mexico, that later on, that same vehicle, the undergirding of that vehicle broke. If they had been coming down when that happened, we wouldn't even know who they are today. That's a memorial. Where God has brought them from, what God has done for you is a place of memorial. And because David had places like that in his life, it resulted in him accepting Goliath's challenge. I want you to think about this. A young teenager who watched sheep was not afraid of someone who had trained all of his life. Someone who was about 10 feet tall, wearing 200 pounds of armor for protection. His spear he had was 25 pounds. He was trained to be a killing machine from his youth, but he wasn't afraid. David wasn't afraid. David said, the Lord that delivered me from the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this giant. You've got to have some hard times in your life where God delivered you so that when you go to the next challenge, you can say, if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he did it before, he'll do it again. You know what? This looks bad, but if he did it before, he will do it again. Come on, repeat after me. If God did it before, he will do it again. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. I said he will do it again. The Bible tells us that the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That's Exodus 15 and 3. In Psalm 18 and 31, it says, who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 and 1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Say, I am as bold as a lion because I am righteous. Oh, you don't sound convinced about that. Come on, say, I have the righteousness of God through Christ. I am as bold as a lion. That's better. When David faced off against Goliath, the Bible says he picked up 5 smooth stones, put it in his shepherd's bag, and he approached the giant, and the giant cursed him by his gods. But David replied, you come against me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. I'm not by myself. You may not see him, but he's here, and you're going down in the name of the Lord. The Bible says Goliath moved closer to attack. David ran to the roar. He ran to the devil. Might as well have been the devil. He ran to Goliath. Can you see this? A giant, completely armed, running toward a little boy, and a little boy running faster toward him, with a little shepherd's bag and some stones and a sling. The Bible says he reached in, that's David, and he hurled one of those stones and hit the Philistine in the forehead, and the stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled, and he fell on his face. But this is what I didn't tell you. I got to tell you this because we're talking about the confession of our mouths. Listen to what David said. I'm going to complete his statement. He said, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies." Listen, "the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied, and today the Lord will conquer you. I will kill you, and I will cut off your head." That's what he said. And he ran toward the giant. And he let that stone go in the sling, and it sunk into the giant's head. And he fell on his face. The Bible says, then David ran over and pulled out Goliath's side, a sword, because he didn't have one, and he used it and cut off his head. The Bible says in Job 22 and 28, "You will also declare a thing, and it will be established." See, this whole spiritual principle that we're talking about, that principle of speaking, confessing by faith and believing God will bring it to pass, is something God wants you to use in spiritual warfare. Do not abort the blessings of God by speaking doubt. Instead, start quoting what the Word of God says. Let it come out of your mouth. Jesus confirms this by saying in Mark 11, 23, he said, "I say to you, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that the things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." He says, believe twice, but say it three times. And then Jesus said, "Therefore I say, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you've received them, and you shall have them." God created within us the ability to speak and change the circumstances in our lives. And that's why it's so important for us to always be positive. Don't say anything negative. Look, if you are upset, before you say something negative, cover your mouth. Proverbs 21 and 23 says, "Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut. That way you'll stay out of trouble." It also says in Proverbs 3 and 5, "Trust in the Lord and do not rely on your own understanding." And this is one of the things God wants us to know. Don't look at situations and measure them by your own understanding. Believe what the Word of God says. Seek His will in everything that you do, and He will show you the right path to take. You can be bold. I said, you can be bold regardless of what's happening in your life, because the Lord has given you power over all the power of the enemy. And I like saying this, not some of the power, not most of the power. Jesus said, "I give you power over all of the power." Now it's up to us to use it. And we use it by speaking against the attacks of the enemy.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. Be a part of helping Spirit Life Church spread hope and encouragement through the airwaves. Thank you for being a vital part of our mission. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Bold, Armed, and Ready for War. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.